Happy birthday, Jonathan. Did you have a good day yesterday?
I did. Thank you, Luke. I'm excited about getting older. It was a lovely day, and I especially appreciated your call the day before from the Australian time zone, where it was, in fact, June 9th.
Yeah, you're welcome. So a few things we could dive in today. I mean, we've just had WordCamp Europe, so there's a fair chunk of news out of that, but also WWDC.
That was actually a lot of fun. I had really low expectations going into it, but it's become a yearly tradition of ours. You wake up at the quite early crack of dawn, before the crack of dawn. Yeah.
Got my older two sons into it now too.
And we had a great time just chatting our way through that. Actually, connecting our worlds for a moment, it was interesting to see them make the reference to the spatial web as part of
kind of funny
Of that keynote. What did you think of that?
The first step towards the spatial web. There's nothing there.
Wow. Well, I was impressed with it overall, and I'm always keeping the WordPress connection in the back of my mind. We've seen WordPress show up in previous keynotes, just little references in it, and at least it was nice to hear some references to web developers in this particular keynote, but good stuff.
So, I mean, Apple have rolled out a brand new user interface, and I feel like in the past, when Aqua was launched, I don't know if you recall, but it inspired so many other websites. We started seeing these buttons pop up, and seeing Photoshop tutorials all over the web on how to create these style of buttons. Do you remember?
I remember well. It feels like we're circling back around.
But then after that, we got iOS 7, and it was like this super minimalist, thin font, and simple lines, and rather than complex.
And then Material Design took over, right? Everyone did that,
right? And logos underwent this huge change after iOS 7, and everybody really simplified their design and put out these serif simple typefaces. Anyway, I feel like Apple, I do think they're in the lead in terms of what kind of looks pretty. I think the new interface looks modern and nice, but I don't think we're in a world anymore where everybody follows. But who knows? Anyway, WWDC was on the heels of WordCamp Europe, perhaps a bigger deal to you and me. Anyway, whatever. We could Apple geek out, but we're not going to. This is a WordPress podcast, and most that wouldn't be fair to our listeners.
Okay, that was pretty good. So that was one of the highlights coming out of WordCamp Europe was this fair project, FAIR, which stands for, have you figured it out yet?
Federated something, something, something.
Repository. Federated and independent repositories or something?
Yeah, that's
something
it.
Like that? Okay.
No, that's exactly right.
Okay. What did you think of it when you first came across it?
I was excited. I mean, this is something that I've, in the back of my head, you know, in my shower thoughts, have always been, someone should just do this. Someone should just make this. Surely a host is working on this. Surely. And I knew that there were people working on something in the background quietly, but I didn't realize anyone was working on this particular issue. So when it came up, I was stoked. I think it's a great idea, and I'm glad that it's got legs. I'm really excited for it. What do you think?
So let's see if you can correct my understanding or misunderstanding of this. It seems like, according to the GitHub repo, which is the source of truth, there seem to be two key, it says there's two key pillars. The API replacement, which, as I understand it, is removing dependency on .org for things that WordPress needs to function. And then what it describes is decentralized package management, which I'm not sure exactly what that means, but what I've understood this to be is allowing someone using WordPress, and presumably also hosts and folks with lots of WordPress, to remove dependency on .org and replace it with some other dependency. It could be themselves. Is that a fair understanding, pun intended?
We're going to run into that pun time and time again, aren't we?
So unfair.
Yeah. I don't think you quite got the second definition right, but the first one is right. It's okay. So I think we need to start with, from what I've seen on GitHub, this is a proof of concept. All right, it's not ready to roll out. So I think that's important to make clear. Yeah.
Sure.
And second, I think the vision can be pretty succinctly put by saying being able to, this is a drop-in replacement for everything from WordPress.org, everything from the plugin repo, which is obviously the big one, and WordPress updates, to little things like assets that are hosted on the about screen. Yeah. That's not actually implemented in the project yet, I don't think, but it's on the roadmap. You know, it's a difficult one because you need someone to host those assets, and that hosting, you know, there's a lot of sites running WordPress, so you need to be able to scale.
I'm excited that you're excited about this. I think the main thing I'm noticing so far is that there seems to be a lot of effort that's gone into it, and some really talented folks who put quite a bit of energy into it. I'm having a hard time currently of seeing, like, where does this go? Like, it's like, what's the bigger picture? It's seemingly clandestine nature up till this point. The fact that it had to be such a secret thing is I don't know. I wouldn't say it's concerning, but I don't know quite how to read or take the initiatives yet. So I'm happy you're excited about it. I just don't know what to think of it.
So it had to be clandestine because you couldn't attract the people to work on it if they thought they were going to get blocked from WordPress.org.
Sure. Right. And a number of the folks involved in this are folks who, no, I wouldn't say a number, but Ryan McHugh, for instance, was someone who had been blocked from WordPress.org.
Yes. And the big, how do you say, the people with an audience that are involved in it, like Yoast, they were also blocked.
Right.
And I think partially because of their maybe more public involvement or behind the scenes, you know, like there's a different levels, right? There's like, I'm publishing this on my blog, and then there's, I'm having talks with people and it word leaks out to Matt Mullenweg and now I'm blocked. So you got to be careful. And that's why it was, I think, secret-ish up until now. In terms of like where does it go from here? I think the answer is actually super clear. I'm surprised you don't know, actually. It's because it's the ultimate drop-in replacement for any host. Like, you're all about hosts, Jonathan. You know, you're all about partnering with hosts, which it makes a lot of sense from a distribution perspective. So
right.
Why wouldn't a host have a fair instance, at the very least, ready to go? If
so,
not, just roll it out.
Ready to go is interesting. I think I'm looking at this more through the political lens, right? Because like someone like WP Engine, to me, would make a lot of sense to be an open supporter of this. What do they have to lose from it, right? I think they're effectively already forced in a position to, last I recall, I don't think they're using .org to this day. Mm-hmm. Maybe they are. I don't recall what the current state of the legal conflict there.
I think legally they have access to .org,
okay.
But I'm not sure if they're doing that internally.
I haven't seen a whole lot yet. I've seen from Matt, I was thinking about Matt specifically. I know that he was asked some questions about this during WordCamp Europe, and I think he responded diplomatically. Some of the little bit I have seen him on, say on Twitter, seems to be like talking up, understandably, the benefits of .org and expressing concerns if you just sort of let that go, right?
Yeah.
And I think if I were a host, at least at the current state, I would, unless I was forced to. So to your point, maybe hosts would be preparing to have something like this be rolled out. But unless I was forced to, I'd be hesitant to be one of the first to say, hey, we're going to use this instead of .org.
There'll always be first movers. You know, I think GoDaddy might be one. There'll always be first movers, smaller hosts, people who want to differentiate themselves. But Matt does have some good points about the benefits of WordPress.org. It's not a good and nor sustainable model to have one person in control.
Right. Well, and this is the
most
heart.
Valuable.
Exactly. This is the heart of the contention, is that up until a year ago, we thought .org was a shared resource that we're all putting our time and energy into. And then suddenly,
and
Matt,
if it were, FAIR wouldn't be required.
Right. Now, so it could be argued that it's a wise thing to do in the spirit of our decentralized ecosystem, right? To have something where you can have choices and that you can not just be dependent on one, and for a mix of different reasons. Like there's value in that objectively. But I think we've ended up getting here, at least from the part of the folks who put the majority of the effort into it, by necessity, not by like, oh, this is like a nice to have. And, yeah, I think it remains to be seen. Like, does what happens if .org, I guess, takes What happens if .org takes an aggressive stance against this? It maybe doesn't matter. I'd like to. I have a hard time imagining that would be the case.
You know, like Matt's in the past, especially on Twitter, has been like, you know, how do you say it? Like tongue-in-cheek promotional of fork projects. Oh yeah, right. Go to check out this fork of that fork, because he knows it's not going to work. But he hasn't done that with FAIR. He's been more self-promotional, like more, hey, .org is cool, or hey, you better be careful about plugins. You know, the plugin repo, and so
a political response.
Yeah, I think that he's taking it seriously, and he should take it seriously because it's a serious thing. And I mean, when it comes to things like hosting assets, yeah, of course, you don't want to have to do that. Let WordPress.org do that. That's no big deal. Or, you know, it's not that big a deal for you to do it either. When it comes to WordPress updates, maybe you want to wait and see how does a particular update go. Maybe you want to intentionally slow roll your updates, and a lot of hosts already do that. And so this could be a nice way of doing that. Maybe. I mean, the way the plugin repo will be handled is actually super interesting. I don't know what the plan is there. Happy to chat, by the way, to anybody interested. But you don't want to have to be maintaining your own plugin repo. That's a lot of work.
Right. That and to that point, are we suddenly getting submissions to multiple repositories and a new set of volunteers to manage those review queues and different policies for submissions?
But on the other hand, if the WordPress.org plugin team, if I reject your plugin, it's good for you to have the option of going and submitting that somewhere else. So I hope that you do, even though, you know, like our policies, really, we only reject the very, very worst stuff. Like almost anyone gets on, but who knows how that could change in the future. You know, thank God, actually, there's no automaticians on the plugin review team, but, you know, who knows? So it's an interesting one.
I'm interested in seeing what the end result ends up being for end users. Like, it seems like something that should be fairly seamless and behind the scenes to folks that are doing stuff in WordPress. But like, what's it going to look like if someone searches for a plugin and they're not seeing the same results, right? Are we going to have like synchronized reviews across repositories? Like how is that going to work? Is it it could be great. It could also be a nightmare.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And I think part of this is that FAIR will have to intentionally rebrand the plugin repo if they're going to host a separate one with different sets of plugins and reviews. They'll have to, maybe whoever's hosting that particular federated instance will have to brand it in a particular way so as to make it clear that it's different.